Well, it's a terrible pity about Everton, isn't it? Goodness me, yes indeed, sirree. On tonight's programme, two sessions, one from Essential Logic, the other from Big in Japan. I shall also play you tracks from At the Chelsea Nightclub, which is the debut LP from the members. Also the first single from the Molesters and Militant Barry's Pistol Boy, and obviously there are many other things besides, starting with this. I heard that. That's the Angelic Upstarts, the first single from them. I'm an upstart, and it's on Warner Brothers Records. The most uneasy alliance, I would have thought, but doubtless they'll get along famously. Seems odd, nevertheless. Record produced by Jim Percy, of course. This is Essential Logic. Recently been touring with Stiff Little Fingers. Perhaps you saw them. Very good they were, too, I thought. This is Wake Up.
Wake Up!
I'm
Essential Logic and that's Wake Off. I bet Tommy had a record from them, I would say, because they were obviously very neat on the tour, but this session, I think, better than their tour performances. Very, very good indeed, this session. These are the Sex Pistols, the current single, Silly Thing, leapt into the BBC charts, I shouldn't wonder. Sex Pistols, of course, Silly Thing, Paul Cook doing the singing, and what else can I say about it? These are the members, the current single, and later in the programme, tracks from the album, Offshore Banking Business.
Take them to Mars and
could be contentious, you know. I mean, does that count as a political record? Those are the members, offshore banking business. And you're probably thinking that up until now in the programme I sounded a little flustered, but now I'm laid back and in control, as I usually am. The reason for this is not because I'm half maddened with Indian food, although this is partially the case, but just because I've been, you know, getting my head together, man. Are you into that? These are Urban Disturbance, who were waiting for me in Broadcasting House reception earlier this evening with a copy of their record, which I was going to play anyway. And it's one of those records on Rock ROK, and has somebody else in the other side, the VIPs, actually. Urban Disturbance come from Swindon. Their record is called Wild Boys in Cortinas. Urban Disturbance, and that's on Rock Records. I'm getting caught out a lot these days, aren't I, when records end, and I'm just sitting there grooving, and the record ends, and I'm left with a microphone that's shut and nothing to say. Wild Boys in Cortinas, Urban Disturbance, and the first from Big in Japan. It's called Don't Bomb China Now. I would say that that's fairly sound advice. big in Japan, and don't bomb China now. And, well, you can tell that when I do these programs, people come and sit here in the studio and watch me do them and listen to the music. They get pretty excited, so much so that the two people I've got in here tonight, there's Con, who's sitting beside me, reading bits of paper that he's picking out of the waste paper basket, and Madge, the simple village maiden, is reading a romance. What is it? Hold up the book, Madge, so I can see. Marianne by Juliet Benson. I've missed. Goodness me. Let's catch up on that sometime. These are Shotgun on Billy Goat Records, Tennessee Rockin'. Bet they've never been to Tennessee.
Well, down in Tennessee, dancing's rockabilly.
Marianne gritted her teeth and forced herself to look her fearful acquaintance in the face. I'm obliged to go to France. It is a matter of life and death. The mariner opened his mouth in a roar of laughter, letting out a gust of pungent, rum-laden breath. Sounds pretty riveting stuff, I think you'll agree. Those were Shotgun and Tennessee Rockin' on Billy Goat Records. And this next is by Militant Barry. I'm sure Barry is very militant indeed, but it's not a kind of militant name, is it really, Barry? I mean, slightly concerned Barry or slightly disapproving Barry, something like that, I could go along with it. Militant Barry doesn't sound quite right. It's a good record, though. This is Pistol Boy.
So I found a cow. this. Never thought I'd do this before. Woo! But here I am, I'm knocking on her door. My car's that front from the top mine. It's a 41 job, not a 59. I got that girl, can I take it to myself? She's so violent, like a man. Well, she's something else.
Sex Pistols, what was Sid Vicious? Something else, preceded by Militant Barry with Pistol Boy, a 12-inch on the Manic label. And I've got a message here. Well, it only applies really. I'll read it to you. You can see who it applies to then. Jeff from Rough Trade Records rang to say that they're getting up a gig at the Acklam Hall in London this Thursday with Red Crayola, Spiz Energy, and the Mighty Observer Sound System. And they'd also like to Swell Maps to play at the gig, but Jeff can't contact them as they live all over the country. And he wondered if I could ask them to ring him as soon as possible. So if you're a Swell Map and you're listening and you want to play at the Acklam Hall this Thursday, then phone Jeff at Rough Trade. And what else am I supposed to say about that? Oh, it's Red Crayola, as I say, playing there, and Laura Logic is currently gigging with Red Crayola. This is Essential Logic and Shabby Abbott.
Shabby Abbott.
Told you. Come on, get on here.
Thank you.
Are you going to say what it's called at the end as well? I mean, I might as well not be here. Cries of yes, go up all around the country. Essential Logic, and that was called Shabby Abbott. With a sob, Marianne hurled herself into his brawny arms. Take me, she pleaded. Take me now. Oh, looks like we're getting to the good bit. Nicky and the Dots. I've yet to understand what that's about exactly, but there you are, it exists. It's on Small Wonder, Nicky and the Dots from Brighton, and that's Linoleum Walk. Another goodie from the mid-1960s, been reissued by Radar, The Electric Prunes. I had too much to dream.
I touched your golden hair and tasted your perfume. Your eyes were filled with love the way they used to be. Your gentle hand reached out to comfort me. I have too much.
Well, I wonder if Radar will reissue their Mass in F Minor LP. Now, there was a work treasure. Those are the Electric Prunes from 1966, and I had Too Much to Dream last night. And when that first came out, you know, I remember hearing it. I thought, that is as radical as music can get. Now, of course, it sounds appallingly tame. But at the time, the whole world's gone jazz crazy, was my thought. These people come from Santa Monica, California. They're called Shock. This is This Generation's On Vacation. This Generation has to stay here and do the work, said he bitterly. That's Shock. This Generation's On Vacation, an American import on the Impact label. This is Bram Tchaikovsky, who was pretty good at Sheffield University the other week on Kid Jensen's programme, last Friday, in fact. Or was it Thursday? Thursday. This is Robber.
Thank you.
from Tchaikovsky, Man, Band and Crunchy Biscuit, with a track from the LP Strange Man, Changed Man. On Radar again, actually, and that's called Rubber. Big in Japan and Suicide Highlight. In Japan, and that was called Suicide Highlight. Right, you guys want anything from the canteen?
Oh, my chuchu, man.
Hi, my blah.
Who's there, my chuchu?
Let's go, my blah. Cause my tula. Man, let's go to the land. Ever with television.
That's for sure. Since there was carbon, with my bubble. On my com, yes, well, no bangun. On Hanoha Madana Canteen Center. On Handy New African Rock and Roll Dover.
Oh, man, didn't you talk about it? That's the jam, kiss on herself. And now off for that new African rock and roll can speak.
Thank you.
Well, in significantly lo-fi, that was Black Mambazo on Columbia and Muchetsu, and this was sent to me by Jeff Taylor in Bangor, who said, Dear John, you mentioned a craving for African rock and roll, so try this one. Maybe you can even translate the intro to it. I have no idea where it came from, but it's at least 10 years old. Also, your favourite burnt-out old hippies band, Hot Water, are on at Dingwalls in London this Saturday the 31st. So perhaps you could give us a plug in case we disappear down the drain. So, not only am I late, but I'm also going to point out this dreadful triple-layered joke, hot water, plug, drain. Get it? I think these boys are angling for a morning show. You can say what you like. This is the Nina Hagen Band. Strike up the acoustic guitars.
Ich tu einfach heute für Sinne.
Well, while that was going on, a guerrilla group from Radio 3 burst into the studio and drank our glasses of water in an orgy of violence. That was the Nina Hagen Band from Germany, as you might imagine, and that was called Nature Train, or something approximating to that. And Madge the Simple Village Maiden said that it sounded something like somebody doing a Mickey take of Kate Bush. Amazing. Bitter, Graham, bitter. Perhaps that's why it's the best thing he's done in a while, I should say. Graham Parker on the rumour, and that's mercury poisoning. Here's another from Essential Logic. It's called, enigmatically, Alkaline Loaf in the Area. What can it all mean?
For love.
Essential Logic, an alkaline loaf in the area. And all over the country, millions of people will be whimpering, listen here, you bulbous ninny, you promised us at 10 o'clock that you're going to play tracks from the members' album. What happened to it? Here it comes now.
You will be inside the man. The earth you wanna love.
Another track before we all pack up and go home as well. Those are the members from the LP at the Chelsea Nightclub. An unnecessarily long version, I think, of Solitary Confinement, and that's followed by Electricity and Sally. And at least he gave me 12 minutes or so, during which I could prostrate myself before the picture of Kenny Dalglish here on the studio wall, beseeching him to vaporise this Manchester United tomorrow night. And of course, as you probably know, the match is being played at Goodison Park, otherwise I should be trying to get a ticket to go. But I swore an oath when a very young boy indeed never to set foot in Goodison Park, and I've stuck to it so far. What will happen if we have a Radio 1 week in Liverpool and they arrange a match at Goodison? I simply don't know. I shall have to refuse to attend. You may recall that last year I played you one or two tracks from an LP by Robert Broberg. It was a Scandinavian import of wonderful obscurity, and a couple of tracks have been taken from it now by Spartan Records and issued in this country on clear vinyl. This is I Wanna Be a Machine.
I wanna be a machine, strong and clean, with no feeling. It would be easier, I mean, if I could be a machine instead of a human being. Switch on, switch off, switch here and there, switch over to another channel. Press a button here, press a button there, directed from a faceless panel. I wanna be a machine, strong and clean, with no feeling. It would be easier on me if I could be a machine instead of a human being. Switch on, switch off, switch here and there, switch over to channel two. Press a button here, press a button there. Are you ready? Get it to go. Over, go. Over, so. Over, no. Over, oh. Switch on, switch off, switch here and there. Switch over to another line. Press a button here, press a button there. Worked unbelievably fine. I wanna be a machine, strong and clean, with no healing. It would be easier on me if I could be a machine instead of a human being. Be a machine, strong and clean, with no healing. It would be easier on me if I could be a machine instead of a human being.
And that's Robert Broberg on Spartan Records, and I Want to Be a Machine. I like that, actually, the most effective, I think. This is Linton Kwesi Johnson from the forthcoming LP on Island Records, It No Funny. Well, clear enough.
People saying this, people saying that, both the years up to today, all them carrying on away, and it's not funny. It's not funny. Then we take chance to get a little tired. Then we take chance to live it up a while. Then we take chance to live it up in style. Then we take chance.
take a little college, them won't take a chance. With your little sister college, them won't take a chance. And for them feel them force, them won't take a chance. But them got no course, them won't take a chance. But them is not at the time, them won't take a chance. And them don't go to class.
Oh dear, Linton Kwesi Johnson, and It's No Funny from the LP on Ireland. The Molesters have finally got a single issued, and it's got rather a good little picture sleeve to it too. It's on Small Wonder Records and was produced by Bob Sargent. The A-side is Disco Love. We'll be right back. up there in the old deep south. Those are the Molesters on Small Wonder, their first record release. Disco Love, the name of it. A track from Live at the Witch Trials, and these are The Fall, and this is Frightened, and it's for Charles Shaw Murray, if he's listening tonight, for writing a sympathetic piece about that appearance at the Lyceum, I think it was, in London recently. A piece which really needed to be written, which would be completely ignored by the people he was aimed at, I'm afraid. Anyway, Frightened.
Thank you.
for I'm almost constantly, actually. I live in a state of mortal fear. Those are The Fall, and that's from the LP Live at the Witch Trials. And it's called Frightened. I mean, tomorrow, for example, I'm frightened because I've got to go to... how I get involved in these things, I simply don't know, really. I mean, people phone up, you know, like months in advance and say, will you do something supremely silly? And, of course, you say, oh, yeah, because you think it's never going to come round. And then, of course, it does. So tomorrow, I've got to go and form part of a panel, along with the headmistress of a high school and a vicar from a place near Ipswich, in this kind of youth service discussion thing. And I get involved in all of that. I don't know anything about it. I'm not a youth. This is Lonnie Mack, one of the most wonderful records of all time, reissued by Old Gold, on the Old Gold label, rather, which is a subsidiary of Lightning Records. And it's a version of Chuck Berry's Memphis. This was number one in America at the time, I think. Paul Gambaccini may tell me I'm wrong, but I'm not going to go and look at his book to find out whether I am or not. Take it away, Lonnie. Some great guitar playing here. I used to live in Oklahoma. I used to go down to a little town near Lawton, Oklahoma, to see Lonnie Mack play over the weekend. And he was magnificent, actually. He used to be able to play anybody else under the table at that time. He came back and made an LP for CBS a year or so ago and has disappeared again subsequently, which is a great pity. He got religion at one time, and perhaps he's got it again. Anyway, Lonnie Mack, and that was Memphis, reissued and originally issued in 1963. Essential Logic, quality crayon wax, OK. What is it all about? Last, nothing the best from Essential Logic. That's called Quality Crayon Wax OK.
When I show this one to your brain, I want to spread my name. Oh, Lord, come in the green, be a killing a murder. Oh, oh, Lord, because the Babylon, I want to put the murder. Oh, oh, Lord, a nigga cool, I can put the little ladder. Oh, oh, Lord, me say they coming out the car and I say they not blood. Them a bust up yelling.
Thank you.
Those are the members, and Don't Push, preceded by the excellent Nigger Kojak single, Massacre.
Little white hands in the atomic night. The face of the future, so clear and bright. Just let the sleeping before your eyes. See your face, so clear and wide. There's someone there. Got white hands and long, long hair. Now naked laughter is no more a sin. So enjoy yourself and jump on in. Oh.
Getting a gratifying amount of radio play there. That's Kevin Coyne, single, I'll Go To, and these are the only ones.
This means it's a turn for you.
Those are the only ones, and that comes from the LP Even Serpents Shine. You probably noticed I've been going very quickly for the last half hour, and then I started to check my time and find that I didn't need to do so at all, so I can talk for an enormous length of time, but won't. That was Curtains for You, and this is the last from Big in Japan, and it's called, reasonably enough, Goodbye.
Thank you.
Well, that's the last from Japan, big in Japan, rather. And on tomorrow night's programme, two sessions, as we so often do. One of them coming from Gaffer, their first, and a repeat of the recent session from Eddie and the Hot Rods. To end tonight's programme, a final track from the members of the Chelsea Nightclub LP. This is the title track, recorded live in Hammersmith.
Jumping on top, yeah, go, let's go, we're jumping on top.
Night, guys. It's been real fun having you along. Those are the members from the LP at the Chelsea Nightclub, the title track, and the end of tonight's programme. Here comes the good bit. Let me remind you, tomorrow night, Gaffer and Eddie and the Hot Rods. Tonight you heard Essential Logic and Big in Japan. That's the end. Thanks very much for listening, and good night.
It's midnight and we're together on all wavelengths, 433, 330, 285, 275 and VHF. And this is Gavin Campbell in the Midnight Newsroom. First, the headlines. Margaret Thatcher says no to a television debate with the Prime Minister. Leyland confirmed they're talking with Honda. And in the United States, the danger of nuclear disaster now seems to be over. Margaret Thatcher has turned down the idea of a confrontation on television with the Prime Minister. She said she believed issues and policies decided elections, not personalities. From Westminster, here's Brian Curtoys.
So voters will not be seeing Mr. Thatcher and Mr. Callaghan together in televised debate during the election campaign. Yesterday, Mr. Callaghan agreed in principle to the idea. But the Conservative leader made it clear in her reply to London Weekend Television that she was personally against it. Mrs. Thatcher said that when a similar proposal from the BBC was discussed last summer, the Conservatives felt that if the debate was between the leaders of the two main parties, no additional time should be given to the leaders of the other parties. The alternative was that they should not move to this presidential style of debate, which, said Mrs. Thatcher, was alien to this country.
As expected, there were no surprises in this afternoon's budget. It was simply a caretaker measure designed basically to keep taxes flowing until the election. Tax allowances are to go up by about 9% from next August, unless a new government decides otherwise. And child benefit allowances are to be increased to £4 a week. Here's Christopher Jones.
There was a disclosure by Mr. Healy, prompted by Mrs. Barbara Castle, making her last speech in the Commons, that the government had planned a further increase in child allowances in the autumn and some help on income tax, and an insistence that the government's economic policies had worked and improved the standards of living in Britain. Sir Geoffrey Howe, for the Conservatives, said the economic policies hadn't worked and hadn't really improved anything for anyone. And as for the Labour attacks on the common market, well, said Sir Geoffrey, they were attacking terms that this Labour government had themselves negotiated.
The trial of the former Liberal leader, Jeremy Thorpe, on charges of conspiracy and incitement to murder has been delayed until May the 8th, 5 days after the general election. The postponement was granted by the Lord Chief Justice, Lord Widgery, and the High Court. At the hearing, Mr. Thorpe's counsel said it might be undesirable if the trial started on the eve of an election. Matters which would arise in the trial referred to people right across the political spectrum. He added that Mr. Thorpe's decision to stand again in his North Devon constituency depended on an adjournment being granted. Afterwards, Mr. Thorpe confirmed that he would now be defending the seat. Experts say the worst danger at the damaged nuclear power plant near Harrisburg in Pennsylvania is now over. A hydrogen gas bubble that threatened to explode has now almost dissolved. From Harrisburg, Brian Saxton.
Although the work is by no means over, scientists have now appeared to have overcome their most immediate critical problem. At one time, the bubble had grown to the point where it covered an area of 1,000 cubic feet. That's more than a third of the entire reactor core. And there were fears that other chemical factors might result in an explosion. Now, according to Mr. Harold Denton of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, the bubble has, for all practical purposes, been eliminated. Mr. Denton said that the danger point was now considerably down from the level which existed a few days ago, adding that time was now on the side of the scientists.
British Leyland have confirmed that they're having talks with the Japanese Honda car company on a possible link-up. The aim seems to be to improve Leyland's middle-range cars, like the Marinas, Allegros and Maxes, and to make use of Honda's dealer network in Japan for exports. The British firm have emphasised that the talks are still at an early stage. The price of petrol at most motorway service stations is to be cut by tuppence a gallon from Friday. In a Commons written reply, the Transport Secretary, William Rogers, said the cuts were part of an agreement with service area operators to increase competition. The world's major airlines have announced that airfares will go up by as much as 7% on most routes on May the 1st because of higher fuel costs. The increases were agreed during a week of talks in Geneva. Meanwhile, Sir Freddie Laker has applied to operate a full booking service on his transatlantic SkyTrain. This will make it a full scheduled service at half the normal cost. At the end of his visit to Cairo, Israel's Prime Minister, Menachem Begin, has announced a date for the opening of his country's borders with Egypt. It's to be May the 27th, the day after the Israelis withdraw from El Arish in Sinai, which they've occupied for the past 12 years. Mr. Begin will meet President Sadat there to mark the event. In the appeal court, Lord Denning has told the printing union, the NGA, they've no right to interfere with the firm's freedom to advertise in whatever paper it wants. The union lost their appeal against an order banning them from blacking advertisements from companies who'd advertised in the Nottingham Evening Post while NGA members were in dispute there. And now finally some motoring news. Drivers throughout the country can expect icy stretches on most roads tonight as temperatures fall well below freezing point. Nearer dawn there'll be the additional hazard of mist patches, so please take extra care if you're out and about tonight. Well, that's all from the newsroom. Next news at 1 a.m.
BBC Radio 2. Hello, Brian Matthew here with Round Midnight. Still pondering over that petrol going down tuppence a gallon and airfares going up because of increased fuel prices. Gives you sort of warm feeling, doesn't it?